The number of complaints about child abuse and neglect in Delaware has more than doubled in the last decade. Yet, the number of social workers to investigate those allegations has kept pace. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the challenge for the Division of Family Services to put more workers on the front lines and the pressures on those investigators.
I see the things that you guys think aren't real. People don't think sex trafficking in Delaware is real. People don't believe that little kids get molested and raped by their family members on a daily basis.
Rashawn Henry investigated child abuse and neglect reports for a decade. Now he's a supervisor.
Serious neglect would be if you see a kid December 15th, 10 inches of snow, going to school with high water pants on, no socks, no coat, and a t-shirt, freezing to death.
Kids also get punched, beaten with belts, and burned with cigarettes. They live in households where one or both parents abuses drugs or booze. Homes are filthy and deteriorating. Some have no food. Karen DeRasmo runs the nonprofit Prevent Child Abuse Delaware.
The Division of Family Services has an incredibly difficult job. Often their activities are perceived poorly. People are either concerned that they're just taking children from families indiscriminately, or on the other side, that they're not removing children from homes as quickly as they should.
Yet Delaware has historically not had enough social workers to promptly and adequately investigate allegations. State code requires Delaware to have enough workers so caseloads don't exceed 11. That's the standard recommended by the Child Welfare League of America, which is now reviewing its policy. But the average Delaware caseload is about 20. Some workers have 40. It's a problem Division of Family Services Director Trenny Parker readily admits.
You're really breaking the law yourself.
Absolutely.
Parker says a five-year plan started in 2018 would add enough positions to bring down caseloads. But the turnover rate is 40% a year, so they have many vacancies, making it tougher to cut the workload. Parker said many investigators leave for jobs in schools or hospitals. Low pay doesn't help. The starting salary was recently increased to $33,100 for a challenging job that requires a bachelor's degree.
We are making some strides to try to recruit more individuals to work here and then looking at ways that we can retain staff so that turnover is not something that causes us to have struggles.
DeRasmo says the state needs to build a stronger support system for the workers who have to visit homes that might be dangerous.
In terms of the workforce, certainly not paid enough to do the job that they do, which is such a hard job. They also are not able to keep the staff in those positions long enough so that they actually gain the expertise that they need to do the job well.
Recent state budgets have added staff, and the Accardi administration's proposed budget includes money for more investigators, supervisors, and hotline workers. But investigators still get overwhelmed as they decide whether to remove kids from unsafe homes or order services for parents.
It's almost next to impossible to manage all of those cases sufficiently. Obviously, there's a limited number of employees, and the cases never stop.
Christine Clark left an administrative job a year ago to go on the front lines. Despite the mediocre salary, heavy load, and long, unpredictable hours, Clark feels like she's making a difference.
No one's in this for the money. It's a calling. Right now, I have about 21 cases, which is kind of on the low end of what most workers here have.
Clark says urgent cases come in at any time.
As much as you may try to plan, you plan to just fly by the seat of your pants sometimes and kind of go with the flow. You have to be adaptable, quick on your feet. There's been days I've planned on leaving early because I had plans to do something, and you get an emergency situation, you can't leave, you know, so you have to be willing to, be committed and stay and you know, see the job through.
Until Delaware slows or stops staff turnover, social workers like Clark and Henry say they'll keep putting in those long hours to protect children. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.